see anybody marking.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, it's Jim in outside of Brevard. Where are you located, my friend?
I am in Penrose on the Hendersonville side of Brevard.
Put the conditions going out of Hendersonville on 26. This is N4 POC.
Closed in several different locations, and it's not good. You can't make it into Asheville at all right now, is what the last report I heard.
How about going the other way towards Greenville?
Have any reports on that one yet?
Figure out whether we can get out of here and just leave. It's going to be weeks before we have power up here, I'm sure. We're up in Conestee Falls. And so what are you down Crab Creek?
I'm down here below the DuPont State Forest.
Was the road clear through DuPont?
This way and get down to Little River, but you cannot cross the bridge there at the triangle stop. They will not let you cross. That is where you're cut off.
So you can't cut to the right there and go through Flat Rock?
As of right now, I think you're going to have to stay another night at least. Maybe tomorrow the floodwaters will recede and you'll be able to cross the bridge. The bridge there in Little River is what the problem is.
Okay. Are you on generator power?
On emergency power, but I do have generator power.
Yeah, we're running off a generator. We're running a few hours and charging up everything and then shut it down. And hopefully we won't run out of gas. We've got about 10 more gallons. And
if we don't get too much rain tomorrow, I imagine the floodwaters will recede to where some of the roads will be passable again. So I would just stay where you're at for tonight anyway.
You bet. It's a mess. Do you have any damage at your place? Are you okay?
Damage here at my place. I'm just without power, but several of the neighbors have sustained major damage.
We got the same thing here. I've got a house, two houses up from us on the hill that took a tornado. Took seven or eight trees down right in a straight line. Didn't hit the house, and we got a guy down below us, about four houses, and a big tree came down and put a 4x8 hole in his garage.
We had one that had a mudslide, and they lost their well, power poles, two vehicles, several trees. Luckily, no damage to the house. They just have to use another entrance to get in and out because it blocked the doors up.
Well, hopefully the house is stable and will stay there.
Should have done any foundation damage. Just push mud up against the doors where you can't open them.
People didn't realize what was coming, but we sure got it, didn't we?
People were unprepared for what's happening, or what happened. So be careful. And Jim, I'm going to jump off here because I am on emergency power, and I got a neighbor that's in need of a generator for oxygen, so I'm going to take care of that right quick. KO4HK.
KO4HK, N4PSC. Thanks so much, and God bless you for helping that neighbor out. I'm sure they really appreciate it. Hang in there, and we'll all get through this somehow.
If there's any reports, we'll relay them to you. KO4HK.
KO4HK and 4PSE, thanks.
For MRA.
Nine V, KN4GTM. Nine V, KN4GTM. KN4GTM.